Now, welcome back to this evening's edition of The Final Whistle here on Ocean FM. Some of you may have noticed a very interesting article in the Leitrim Observer recently where it details some of the work that Kevin Conlon, Gary Reynolds and Anna Conlon indeed have been doing recently among schools in Leitrim as part of the Jim Madden leadership programme. And delighted to say Kevin joins us on the line. Good evening, Kevin.
Hi there, how's it going?
You might kind of give us, for people that maybe didn't see the article or don't know what this is about, you might give us a little bit of background to it.
Yeah, I suppose the GPA do an awful lot of work, and about this time last year, as a representative for our panel, for the Leitrim panel, they breached, they kind of broached the idea of a leadership programme, a bespoke one. It's the first one in the country, really, where they always had the idea of kind of investing in inter-county players who would naturally, just by playing at a high level, would naturally possess some leadership skills, and they wanted to harness that in some sort of way. And eventually they got some funding to put the programme together. And on that programme we did a range of studying really on the topic of leadership and the skills involved in leadership, and one of the main core elements of the program was to devise a community-based project that we could actually practically use those skills and give back to our local community. So over the course of the year we put together different various project proposals, and the Rail to One came out on top, which was simply us being mentors to a local primary school, going in, being a bit hands-on with the kids, and actually going through some really simple lessons, but putting our own spin on it through our own experiences in sport or in our careers, and really trying to give some simple messages back to the kids for them to take something from it. So that's a bit of a background to it, but there was an awful lot gone into it, to be honest, but it was very, very enjoyable. We got a lot out of it.
Yeah, so was it a case that for yourself and Gary and indeed Anna that you put yourselves forward for this, is that right?
That's right, yeah. It was about December last year where applications were open, so we did put ourselves forward to it, and it was open to the GPA, and the WGPA had just been set up very, very around that time. And so they wanted a mix of the four codes between football, hurling, ladies football and camogie, a spread of that. So there was 24 places available. So myself, Anna and Gary managed to get in that 24, basically.
I mean, to have three from Leitrim is pretty impressive, isn't it, out of 24?
It is, yeah. And it's a great environment to be in, to be honest. You know, it's a very open environment. A lot of high-profile players there, but really the comfort in walking into a room where everyone is open to any sort of suggestions. You know, you're not hiding behind anyone. It was from day one. It was a different experience, but one I'm delighted we put ourselves up for, because it was the first year of it. There was a little bit of trial and error, but I mean the program has been ran really, really professionally, and the funding has really helped deliver, you know, a top-class program, really. And now this year, applications are coming through, and I think they've managed to increase the size of the participants, but the interest has gone through the roof in terms of player applications again. So it was great to have a representation from Leitrim there, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, on a practical level, what did that mean? So for yourself, for example, Kevin, now, what did the year entail for you?
Yeah, so that was one of the main challenges that they faced in putting the course together, because obviously as an intercounty player, the schedule is quite tight as it is, and so the challenge was really to get a mix to suit the majority of the group. So they did a lot of pre-work in that. They surveyed us just generically, and they came up with a kind of blended learning mix of online and on-site learning. So we used to meet about once a month for a heavy workshop type environment, most of the time up in Dublin, where all the participants would be required to be there, you know, for a working day. It was then compensated with a lot of online work and online exercises kind of throughout the month. So it was a combination of both, but it did require a big sacrifice, because We were taking days off work to kind of facilitate going up there. We also were, any spare minute we had assignments to be doing and to be filling in online. But it was very unique. You know, you're working in teams with guys from all over the country, which was a serious challenge, but very, very useful as well to kind of put yourself out there. So, for example, in one of my groups, I was based with guys from Derry, Dublin, Clare, Wexford, myself in Galway, and we were trying to work around our schedules, not only where we live, but also our work schedules, our training schedules, to come up with team projects and that. So it was very challenging and quite intense at times, but we certainly got to reap the rewards for it by the end of the year because, as I said, the environment in the room was always great. Everyone's open to the challenges that everyone else faces, and it's just about coming up with solutions, really. So it was a nice blend of practical and a bit of academic as well.
Right, and tell us about the Railta programme then that was ultimately the selected programme.
Yeah, so I suppose a few programmes were proposed, but the Railta programme stood out because we managed to blend a little bit of the online in it. So we wanted to have, rather than just a kind of once-off touch point with the students or the children, which can easily be arranged. I mean, there's all sorts of options in terms of doing, let's say, a fun day or a sports day with the kids, but we really felt to get a lasting and beneficial touch point with them that it would have to be drawn out over several periods. So the Railta program was devised to give kind of four pillared lessons across four different visits, but we've also thrown in the ability to do a Skype call with the classroom so that it facilitates our own commitments and our own logistical barriers that we'd have to face. So, for example, I can Skype into the class in Indramahair from Galway, and it's only a short lesson, but it just means that I can touch base with them rather than them waiting, you know, for a month at a time to see me. And we've been doing a little bit on Twitter and that just to make a little bit more fun for the guys and have them, you know, ask questions to the different GPA mentors in the programme and from all over the country. And it's just been a little bit more interactive than a once-off meeting. And that's really why Railta was different. It was to do more than just a once-off and to have us actually get to know and get personal with the kids.
Yeah, you were in Killinumery, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been working with Paul Higgins in there. He's the senior teacher. So it's been great, to be honest. The kids have been absolutely fantastic. You know, they were already up to speed on things like how the All Blacks train and that, so it made my job very easy because there's a lot of crossover between kind of best practice in sport and what we're trying to achieve back home. So they were naturally interested in sport, but I suppose one of the key parts of Railta was that it wasn't just sports orientated because we're well aware that it's not everyone's cup of tea, it's not necessarily something that people have to partake in. So it's just naturally enough as footballers or lady footballers, camogie players, we have a strong interest in sport, and a lot of the key strengths that we have in our sports actually cross over into our careers and into anything we want to really achieve in. So it's kind of that building that awareness that your strengths can be used across the board.
Right, and how much do the kids enjoy it?
They did, yeah. They've been. The feedback has actually been really, really strong and really positive. They've been doing exercises on the side. As part of the program, we developed a workbook so that they can fill in, review questions on the topics or ask questions. And I've been trying to touch base with them every now and again. So I know they have a school play. They had one earlier today, and it's something that they've been actually looking to use some of the lessons like teamwork and leadership that we've been laying on to them through the play. So they're actually getting a practical benefit out of it as well. So every time I go in there, they're full of life and full of energy. So it definitely allows me to feed off it, and that's what makes it so enjoyable when you get to see that sort of reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. So the programme itself is going to continue in 2016, is it?
So the Madden program, the leadership one, has already selected its participants. So that application process is closed, but I think they've gone from about 24 participants to about 40 this year. So it's growing, and the whole idea of the Railsa program was to devise something that could be rolled out and actually scaled. So this year we'd like to think we as a group had to put a lot of emphasis on actually designing the project, whereas this year they're going to put emphasis on scaling it and actually growing it. So it'll be more widespread across the country, which is great, and also it'll be in different schools, because the new participants will obviously be bringing it into different schools. But I suppose one piece that I feel we've definitely set as a foundation is a real connection with the school. So, for example, myself and Killen Umrie, I certainly wouldn't be hesitating in contacting the school or Paul just to pop in someday and to visit if I'm around home, or to do an online Skype, because that connection is there now. So it's just a matter of continuing it down the line.
Yeah, well, I was just going to actually suggest that when you were mentioning that the school play is on and there, and that you obviously have built up a relationship with the school, and which probably some of the kids as well, it's probably fair to say.
Yeah, no, without doubt. You know, I'd been there once or twice before, but not to this to the extent that you can actually be hands-on. So it's been great getting to know them on a personal level and actually starting to see them develop. So over the course of the few lessons, you could see their engagement was increasing. You could see they were actually using practical examples. And one thing I tried to encourage them to do is to come up with questions for me in between my visits. And it definitely meant that they were thinking about all the things they were learning and then using it practically, because just as it happened, most of them were sports mad. So they were able to apply it to their own training and games and PE straight away. So no, there's certainly a personal relationship there, and that was really the goal of the program. As I said, if we were to go in for one day, it definitely wouldn't have that sort of lasting effect.
Very good. Now, it is of course a GPA program, Kevin. I know you were rewarded by the GPA as well for your work as the Leitrim rep last year in recent weeks too. So obviously the stuff the association is doing, you're a big supporter of it.
Yeah, really and truly, they do an awful lot of work that is unseen, and the values they possess are admirable, to be honest. I'd be a big advocate of their work, because I personally gained a lot of help from them when I was struggling in college. I suppose I was coming to the end of my course. I wasn't really sure where I was going, and thankfully they were there to kind of guide me along the way and introduce me to a lot of expert support services that they provide. And I went through a couple of years of that process and really felt that young lads in the panel could do with the help. So that's how I became a rep. I ended up just having a role of trying to support the players and engaging in work and career pathways off the pitch. But on top of that, there's an awful lot of support there for any sort of personal issues that players might have. It's completely confidential, and it's 24 hours a day it's available to them. So I can't really speak highly enough of them, and this leadership course kind of tops it off. It's a unique opportunity. It's the only one really in the country, and there's not too many of them around the world, and they've set a great example. So myself and Gary have been delighted to be working with them to kind of spread the message, and we really worked hard the last year, so we were delighted to get the acknowledgement of the award. Obviously it put us on the map, I suppose, but at the end of the day, it's really about the players' welfare, and that's what they're all about, and I think the players in the Leitrim panel are benefiting as a result.
Okay, well done, and congrats on the award as well to yourself and to Gary. Just before I let you go, it's amazing to think on Sunday fortnight, first competitive game of the year, it will be upon us already. What's this time of year like for you, Kevin?
Yeah, it's always you know, people would presume it's tough to be out training in December, but you know, the appetite is there as ever. Although it was frustrating at times last year results wise, we did put in an awful lot of foundation work. We're redeveloping a culture there that I think will last a long time, and I have to say, in camp, it's really enjoyable. Lads are knuckling down, and you know, it's, people might say it's only January, but you still want to be in decent nick and comfortable running around the pitch, because it's not a nice place to be if you're not feeling fit. So, and we're really looking forward to it. I mean, you turn over after New Year's, and it's a string of games. It's a really tough time of the year. You have 6 or 7 games in about the same amount of weeks, and they're all important, because you want to start the season well. And you know, there's new lads in, they're working hard, they're putting pressure on us, but I suppose we just want to build on what we've set last year. So I'm very confident that we're going about things the right way, and you know, hopefully we'll make the results count as a result of that.
Yeah, it's interesting, despite your young years, Kevin, that all of a sudden you're one of the elder statesmen in the panel, isn't you? Because the amount of young players that have come in, and obviously some of the more experienced, you've lost some experienced campaigners over the last couple of years. I guess it probably doesn't feel like that to you, though, does it?
No, yeah, it is strange. I have gotten my head around it, because I've had no other choice. But look, I suppose it's the way the game has gone, really. You look at county panels around the country, it's, the average age is getting younger. It's simply down to demand and commitment. You know, lads with real career decisions and family, you know, situations, it does affect them. Just the hours you do have to put in is quite significant. So it does take its toll. It means lads in college, the younger generation, it suits them. It suits their lifestyle that little bit better. So. But it doesn't mean the standard drops at all. There's still an appetite there. There's still a standard there, and it's just a matter of getting as many lads game time as possible, because we need a panel. You know, over the years we've had some injuries that have potentially cost us in terms of keeping a rollover of impact coming in off the bench. And we're trying to build that every man in the panel knows exactly what their role is, and we're building towards kind of that sort of structure where we can rely on everyone, and we're certainly getting there. But yeah, it feels weird to be saying I'm one of the senior members of 25, but that's just the nature of the game across the country, I think.
Absolutely. Well, look, Kevin, always great having you on the show. Thanks for taking the call this evening, and very best of luck and best wishes for 2016.
Great. Thanks a million, Darragh.